Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Dell, did you watch any of the American Music Awards?
No. Did that go down last night?
It did.
No.
J-Lo was on it. My wife, you know, when they were promoting it, she was like, it's time for J-Lo to hang it up. What is she doing?
What?
I was like,
Has she seen J-Lo?
I kind of disagree on that one.
Hang up what? What do you mean? Get out of the public eye? Yeah. Stop wearing clothes? What does she mean by that?
Did you go look up that Barstool has the whole performance on there. Says it's sexist. They're right.
Oh, Barr still cares about that?
Yes. Okay. That's sexist, what she did last night.
What does she do? She takes shots at
dancing.
How's that
dancing
sexist?
Dancing inappropriately. What would Madi think of this, the way J-Lo was dancing?
Well, she's a Puritan, so she couldn't be thrilled. Apparently, J-Lo's being accused of stealing Beyonce's performance.
That was Beyonce's performance?
Copying a Beyonce performance. I don't know. I didn't watch. But I would have to, from the outfit to the hair, apparently it looked almost similar to Beyonce's performance. I will say, I don't care. Apparently the performance from 2014 by Beyonce was very similar to J-Lo's performance last night. I would say, so what?
And?
I don't really
care.
Why
should she change it up? For who? For what?
But I'm going to have to disagree with your wife. J-Lo, continue to do what you do.
Yeah, don't stop, J-Lo, just because my wife thinks you should.
Was that on ABC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I would say, I don't know if you can rate a segment, but if J-Lo's ratings were great, maybe Wendy's like, it's fine.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the ratings were like. It probably was pretty good. I mean, but it was sexist, I think. I don't think she should be pulsating like that.
That's not sexist to dance.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think pulsating is a word she would use for her performance. I was pulsating out there.
Were you pulsating? I might have been.
Okay, there it is. I'm looking at a short clip of J-Lo from last night. Well, I guess it's not going to... Oh, there it is. I'm going to say I vehemently disagree with Wendy Granato.
It's... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate. That's all I
For
think.
Who? For what?
It's inappropriation.
That's not a word.
She was appropriating. I don't
Beyonce's
think she
performance.
Should appropriate Beyonce's performance.
Yeah, I don't care about that either because I'm looking at her dance right now off her Instagram, and I'm going to say everybody who has a problem with this is wrong. Anyone who has a problem with it, wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a problem with it? Wrong.
Right. No, I'm with you on that one. I told her too. She was like, really? I said, yeah. Let's not stifle.
Yeah, let's not stifle creativity.
Yeah.
She's
very creative.
She should hang it up. What? Stop it.
Right. Right. Anyway. Yeah, that's my wife's opinion. They do not reflect my opinion.
Yeah, the thoughts of Wendy Granato do not reflect those of John Granato.
All right, 713-780-3776. I knew this was going to happen. Dabo blasted Florida State.
Yeah, if you missed it, the game was canceled. The Florida State Clemson game was canceled. They're probably not going to make that up about 3 hours before the game because Florida State found out Clemson practiced all week with a symptomatic player, and that player tested negative all week but then traveled to the game with all the other players and then tested positive on Friday. So Florida State was like, we're not quite sure that we feel comfortable playing you guys considering that guy's been around your team the entire week. And Dabo came out after and said, look, it wasn't about COVID. I'm sure the players and the coaches wanted to play, but the administration said no, and it wasn't about COVID. And then people are like, wait a minute, that guy was symptomatic on your plane and tested positive. So it probably was about COVID, because the argument is, if Florida State's hurting for money, why would they want to refund all those people that money for the game? Why would the administration want to refund that?
How many tickets did they sell?
It's more than they wouldn't have sold.
Well, right. But if they don't play the game, a lot of times you're taking a loss. If it's a minimum amount of people with all the security and everything else.
Well, didn't they have to hire those people anyway? Do they have to pay those people?
I don't know that. You don't know that.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know that either. So, but wait, which is going to be more costly? Taking a few bucks loss or getting your ass beat again?
Everyone knew they were going to get ass beat.
Honestly, it was funny. We're talking about North Carolina State fans charging the field because players. We beat Liberty. We beat Liberty. And Florida State, Florida State would get their ass kicked by Liberty.
Yeah, they're not. Florida State's not a good team.
No, and how bad are they going to lose to Clemson?
Well, they should be used to it. The last 3 years, they've been destroyed by Clemson. I don't know if the administration cares if they get their ass kicked, because everyone knew they're going to get their ass kicked. It wasn't a surprise, and no one thinks better of FSU today because they didn't see the game.
Isn't it costly though to get your? I mean, to another embarrassing loss and the program just pummeling and just tunneling into anonymity. I mean,
they're already very anonymous. They're
I could see people in the.
That's the Mike Norvell thing, though. If Mike Norvell has to dig them out of the hole. So if he thought to himself, "Look, I know this isn't going to go well. It'd be better off if we didn't play."
Well, but Dabo said it was the administration.
That's what I'm saying. Mike Norvell, I think it would affect him more for that game to get played and get their ass kicked and all the things you're talking about. The administration already cut the check. And they've cut multiple checks the last couple of years. They had to pay Willie Taggart to go away. Mike Norvell's not going anywhere for like 3 or 4 years because they don't have the money to buy out another coach and a staff.
They certainly aren't digging their way out of it this year, are they?
Yeah, in the Clemson game, everyone knew what was coming. And I guess if you don't see it, oh well. But that's a 2-win football team at this point. I do think Dabo needs to calm down. How about when there's a guy who's symptomatic, you don't let him practice until you... Even if he's testing negative, you know the rules. Guys can test negative for multiple days before they test positive. You see it. What happened with the Texans? Laramie Tunsil. They didn't know it was COVID. He was sick. Right. You know what they didn't do? They didn't play him.
Right.
Because of what it is right now. And Dabo, you want to say we're ready to play. That's fine. But don't take shots. If you didn't do what you did.
Dabo now has got championships. You know what? You're going to say your mind now.
Dabo has become...
He's almost like an 80-year-old.
He's become disliked. Now, it doesn't matter because he wins and all that stuff, but Dabo gets less liked every year. And part of it is because people are tired of looking at Clemson. But another part is Dabo says some things that upset some people. And I think this one, it'll pass because who cares? He wins and Clemson people will love him. Clemson going to back him because that's just how college football is. It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
But as far as his actual logic, you messed up. Don't let the kid practice. He could have well had the flu. Okay. But he wasn't even a starter. He was a backup offensive lineman. There was no pressing need to even practice him, but you did. And then when he tested positive, he was on the plane with everyone. And you know what happened to Texas A&M? They can't play for 2 weeks because they had a positive around guys.
Right.
And we don't even, I guess, so far, those guys haven't tested positive that have been around that guy. But them's the rules right now for college football. People are going to be concerned about this.
Yeah, but Dabo had to throw some, make some shade.
I don't know why.
He had to throw some, make some shade. Okay?
Dabo needs to just relax.
Oh, you stop being jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah. Because
I would actually enjoy watching them kill Florida State. That's my favorite thing. My team's off for 2 weeks. Please give me a 60-point ass whooping for Florida State. I don't care about that. But relax. Dabo was king of the outbreaks. Remember in the offseason?
Oh, yeah. Everybody get it.
We know they've had appears to be a lax attitude towards the coronavirus. It appears from the outside looking in. And this is just another example. I don't blame Florida State for not wanting to play. I woke up and I saw it and I was like, this is funny. Florida State's backing out.
Maybe Dabo's right.
About what?
herd immunity. Okay. He did it in the offseason. Yeah. Everybody get it.
Except, and then his starting quarterback got it. So how did the herd immunity work?
Yeah. Well, guess what? Came back. Guess what?
Yeah, and they lost.
Now they're going to kick ass.
When they lost the game, he was missing.
And they're still in the hunt.
Oh, that's
Dabo's the king.
I thought Ogeron was the king.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Look how things change.
Not with all those accusations out there.
Oh, and they had to put out
We're
a
not
statement.
Saying anything right now.
For LSU has always stood against sexual assault.
Oh, yeah.
They put out the statement.
Stop.
We'll do it. Doesn't mean we can't get better.
Apparently, you can get a lot better.
A lot better. Like actually protecting and doing, the girls on the campus.
And doing something about it.
1013 ESPN 97.5 713-780-377. Come on in, you people. This is a holiday show.
Talk about crack some more.
Whatever you want to talk about, crack or Frankie's driving record, whatever.
We can talk about the Rockets with an acquisition, multiple acquisitions.
Yeah.
We can talk about the Texans winning a football game.
This city's embarrassing.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1016 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. It'll be interesting to see what Christian Wood brings. In his last, 13 games, I guess he was starting and having a bigger role. He averaged 22 points a game.
He's a skilled guy.
Yeah.
Big 6'10". We talked about him. He's a slight guy, but for what we've seen the Rockets have done in the past and what Steven Silas has incorporated in Dallas, he fits. 6'10 shooter. I mean, I'm not calling him Porzingis, but if he's going to hang out, he's not going to be your post player, but he's going to be a guy who you can hit pick and pop. He can roll to the rim. Be a guy you can throw lobs too, if James is still around. We know he's proficient at that. At least he was with Capella. And he's a guy who you have to defend in all parts of the floor, which is part of modern basketball. So it's a good signing. There's limited games. I mean, you're going to throw him in the starting lineup, and we'll see how it goes. I just don't know what this team's going to look like, because we still have the whole, are the two stars going to be here or not?
Well, right. I mean, but this seems like a guy that would fit. This is the kind of move. Hey, Rafael's not doing a bad job.
No.
He appears to be pretty. He's not scared to make moves, but he's making pretty damn good ones.
No, and they've, I don't know if it's posturing or real, they've given every indication that you were not going to we're just not going to give you James Harden for your poo-poo platter.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Yeah, we'll see. I do think it'll be interesting once actual basketball is starting. How resolute they are. I mean, training camp begins, and you already say you don't expect James to be there at least to start. Does he pull a Jimmy Butler? Does he become a guy who's so tough to be around? You just have to deal him, because that's what Jimmy did to get out of Minnesota.
Probably. Oh, you know what though? It'll It'll be. And Anthony Davis, he worked his magic, got out of that. It will be interesting to see if James plays this card. That's for sure. I mean, he doesn't have much leverage. The only thing he's got is won't play.
I mean, over the weekend, John Wall, not that they would trade James for John Wall, I'm just putting it out there. Another guy said, I don't want to be here. And it's funny because John Wall and Bradley Beal have said said multiple times they want to play together. And David Aldridge, known NBA reporter, has been steadfast in saying, those two don't like each other very much. And then John Wall comes out over the weekend and says, I want out. And apparently some of it had to do with at one point the Washington front office talking about how Bradley Beal was the guy they were going to bank their future on. And sensitive NBA player, didn't like it.
How can you possibly bank on John Wall?
Didn't say he was self-aware. I'm just saying what it is. So there are multiple stars, John Wall, lesser one, who have made it known that they want out. And usually those stars get their way just because they can be so disruptive for the team. We'll see if James wants to be that disruptive force, or if the Rockets say, hey, we tried and we couldn't do anything, if he just comes to play.
It's amazing how we're talking Rockets, and it's so much more interesting than the Texans.
Yeah, and they
in the middle of the Texans season.
And they actually play.
With Deshaun Watson playing one of his best games ever.
Well, we can talk about losing two of your top four receivers. That happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, Randall Cobb looks like he's going to be out for a while. Kenny still hasn't been ruled out for Thursday's game. But that one of the more expensive wide receiver cores in football, which I know that's
the most expensive. Isn't
is it? I don't know the numbers. I just know they're up there.
I'm pretty sure the Texans is the most expensive.
Well, they at least won't have one of their guys on Thursday. They may not have both.
Kiki, you got a Kiki QT signing.
Caught a touchdown even.
That's right. Who needs DeAndre Carter, a jerk?
Why is he a jerk?
Because he's not here anymore. I don't care about him.
No, he didn't leave on his own. They cut him.
I know they cut him.
So why is he a jerk?
Because he was being a jerk.
No, they cut him because he wasn't good at football.
Well, that's a problem. That's an even bigger problem, isn't it? I don't care if he's a jerk.
Didn't they just give him a new deal?
DeAndre Carter?
Or was it? Didn't they sign him in the offseason to a relatively...
Probably gave him $54
million. Well,
no one knows.
That would have been unlikely.
No one knows. I mean, there's a good possibility he got $54 million. Because they were throwing $54 million around last year, remember?
Maybe with someone else. They re-signed him in the offseason. But it wasn't a big deal. But they did re-sign him in the offseason, I think. And now he's a Bear. So he's got a new gig.
Yeah. Here's a question, Dan Orlovsky. Let's talk. Find me a quarterback in the NFL that's playing well and isn't part of a very strong scheme offensively. Brady? Now find me a quarterback who's struggling that you can say the scheme is really good. He's holding the scheme back. Baker? Newsflash. They don't exist this year.
So he is saying, so to be clear, Brady's scheme is fine, is what he's saying, right? Bruce Arians' scheme is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now find me a quarterback who's struggling that you can say the scheme is really good. He's holding the scheme back. Is that Carson Wentz? I'm not sure.
He's playing so poorly. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they could get him outside more. I think that's Orlovsky's point. Newsflash, they don't exist this year.
I don't know what you scheme around for that pick six he threw. I don't know how you scheme around that. That ball he threw out in the flat to Taki Taki. There's no scheming around that.
Dan Orlovsky says Watson. Watson maybe. And then somebody said Kyler. And he said, nah, Cliff's scheme is unique, not bad. And I would agree with that. I think that Cliff was perfect for that. Innovative, you know. Hey, there's a guy that's playing there that I've heard. Anyway, he said, man, it is so great playing there after being in Houston.
Who could you be talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And he says, you go in, Cliff's got you going in. You start at 8:45. You practice for about an hour. You come back at 2. You practice for about an hour and a half. And you're done. He's like, this place is awesome.
Well, Cliff doesn't want to be there the entire time either. No. He's got things to
Cliff's
do. You
busy.
Saw that house?
You see that? You see well, the Cliff girls Cliff goes out with?
Well, I didn't wrench in that. That's you. But Cliff is on that 20-hour week thing. He knows college football. He gets all that work done in 20 hours
That's
a
right.
week.
That's right.
He's used to it.
All the NFL guys are probably like, we need more college coaches.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley, come on.
Lincoln.
Aren't you done
stick with that 20-hour thing?
Yeah, I wonder what Matt Rhule does. I feel like he's a guy, he's like, nah, we're going to go 60. We'll work as much as we can.
I'll tell you.
P.J. Walker, nice game.
I feel good for Cliff and what he's doing there. That's great.
They're 6-4 now.
Yep. And, you know, they were in a big game in week 11.
Yeah. I mean, second year with your guy, with his guy, I mean, with Kyler Murray. And that's a team who it's funny to think about that team. I was talking about it with Joel on Friday because apparently it's the press box with Del Olale on Fridays now.
Yep.
That team is one miraculous play away from 5-5, and we would have maybe having a different talk about that.
Right.
But they did find a way, and they couldn't beat Seattle. But that's a nice bounce back. 6 wins this year, only 5 last year. They're probably on pace to win, 9 games or something this year? I don't know if that makes the playoffs, though, in the NFC. It might. But, he's in a good spot.
It's awesome. Awesome spot. This is, I just feel, you know what? Cliff going over there after being, you know, not all that.
Yeah, remember, he was the OC at USC for like a week.
Right.
In the offseason, then Arizona came calling. And mostly because Kyler, right? It was like, oh, we're drafting Kyler. We need a guy who would get a scheme that fits Kyler. And I'm sure there's some other positive for Cliff, but let's say Kyler Murray's not the top pick in the draft. Does Cliff have the Arizona job?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, you think, but they had to do something.
No, I know they're
going
to
get out of Josh Rosen.
I know they're going to. Let's say Kyler's not the guy. Let's say Kyler doesn't have the great year and he's like, oh, I'm just going to go play baseball. I don't think Cliff has that job.
Probably not.
I think it goes to somebody else.
Probably not.
But they wanted to marry the quarterback with the coach, and so far, so good.
Yep. All right, 1026 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. You want to come hang? Come on.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Wow. How about Sterling Brown, how holy he is now?
Yeah. He must be your favorite
Did
guy
Did you
now.
Ever sit down with the Pope and talk about
no,
stuff?
No, I didn't, but Sterling Brown, Marco Bellinelli, Jonathan Isaac, Kyle Korver, and Anthony Tolliver did, or they will. They're meeting with the Pope.
Yeah.
The Pope, actually, the Vatican reached out to the NBA Players Association
and said, "Come, you want to come hang with us?
Yeah.
You want to come hang with the Pope?"
Michelle Roberts, the woman, I guess, not best known, but we know that Patrick Beverley yelled at her and said, "We pay your salary," whatever he said to her. And then he got checked by other NBA players. She will be there too. So, Sterling Brown.
Didn't happen
Rocket.
Already?
No, it's happening today. Sterling Brown.
Well, they got a picture of the Pope with...
So maybe it already did, but this was 4 hours ago. That I'm reading a tweet from 4 hours ago, so it probably already did happen. Sterling Brown, newest Rocket, talking to the Pope.
Yeah. How about that?
I wish James was talking to the Pope.
You know, they were at the Vatican on Monday morning for a private audience with the Pope. How about Sterling Brown? You think he brings some of that holiness to the Rockets and it pays off?
You think it balances out James's somewhat lack of holiness?
You know what? We could use some holiness.
I wish you went over there and the Pope said something and James was like,
"I never did that."
Well, anything the Pope would say, because I don't think James would understand him.
You don't think the Pope speaks English?
Yeah, he probably does.
He has to, right?
Popes speak
multiple
a lot of
languages.
Yeah.
Got to talk to all their people.
Yeah.
All the Catholics in the world.
An assistant to Pope Francis reached out and the players come and let's talk about social justice. How about that? How about all you people? Now you're going to give up on the Pope too?
The Pope has been, this Pope in particular, has been very, no. I don't have to call him woke.
Yeah. This Pope's like, yeah, divorce, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Why would you be miserable? It's yeah. your first marriage, right?
Right.
He has the same thought that you do.
Second one. You know what? Get out of that first one.
Yeah, you're making everyone miserable.
Yeah. Jason Tatum made some cash. Like, I was worried about Jason Tatum's money.
He and Donovan Mitchell got paid quite a bit.
Yeah.
We were both worried about their financial stability.
Worried that those guys were not going to be okay, but now, whew, I can sleep. Yeah. So Deshaun and Cal out there talking.
What do you think they had for dinner when they were Deshaun go to Cal's house or did they meet at a restaurant?
I think Art thinks they met at Barnaby's or something. I don't think so, Art.
What do you think what do you think Cal's favorite restaurant is that isn't fancy? You think he like this? Did there something that holds a special place in his heart?
No, he said CC's. They didn't go to CC's. They went to, come on.
I don't think they went to CC's, but I do think Cal has a place where you're like, really? But then you're like, oh, it's Cal, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Huh.
It is good though. You know what? Make Deshaun feel good about this. You know what? You're okay. This is what we're gonna do. I get that the athletes, but you know what? Deshaun said he wanted to be a part of the process. Deshaun is the franchise player. Make Deshaun a part of the process.
When he is part of the process, does that mean they will listen and they will inform him on things, but he doesn't really have any say in decision making?
Well, allegedly that's part of the problem with James, is I think that he was a Ty Lue advocate. Now, I don't know if he was in. I mean, we heard that Russ was in on the meeting.
Jeff Van Gundy told us that.
Van Gundy said that. I wonder, was Russ part of that meeting? We don't know. But we know that Russ was actually part of the process. We don't know that James was. The fact that Jeff Van Gundy just left James' name out of it. If James was there, I would imagine he would have said it.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, because he wouldn't have mentioned just Russ.
Yeah, he offered Russ without really any provocation.
Right. He just said, yeah, Russ was there and he was, you know, it was great. He was asking great questions and he wanted to be part of the process and he was interested in how a coach was going to use him and his career going forward and all that stuff. So that was neat. Well, I don't know that James put all that into it because that's, you know, you got to go, you got to, you know, be prepared. You got to ask questions or I don't know. Maybe you just do that. I don't know. I don't know what you do or if you don't ask a good question. I don't know. But we don't even know that James was part of that. But James might have just gone, I want Ty Lue. Okay, but were you here for that? Did you talk to him? When we were talking to him, you could have come or whatever. We don't know that he didn't though. I don't want to assume that he didn't. Part of the problem is that what we've heard anyway through the grapevine is that James wanted Ty Lue and they didn't take Ty Lue. They took Steven Silas. So does that make it just because the star is there and the star wants it? Now, there might be I don't know. Does Deshaun know any of these possible general managers?
I don't know what they mean by part of the process. Will they inform him on the guys who are looking at the background? Does Deshaun offer up names for coaches that he wants? I don't know.
Will he be a part of the process, like in the interview?
Will he be able to sit down with the guys
and
talk to them so the first meeting isn't after they've been hired?
Well, why not, though?
Makes sense. I don't disagree. I just don't know what part of the process extends to. Like, will Deshaun be in the room when they're deciding between two guys?
That would be nice.
Does he get a vote?
He gets a say, I would imagine.
No, he gets a say, but...
But again, that ultimate decision lies with Cal.
If Deshaun is opposed, but the rest of the organization is for, will they take that oppo view into account?
Well, then that's it. That's what Jeff Van Gundy said too. Is, you know, to make him part of the process, but you don't necessarily have to, you know, do what they advise, and that's part of it. Okay, then you're going to have to live with that. And you know, hopefully, you're all on the same page. But if not, you've got to do what's best for the organization and not just Deshaun. But making him part of the process and getting his input and all of that stuff is great.
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, why wouldn't you?
Suppose the Lakers didn't hire who? LeBron.
Well, we all know LeBron is the GM practically.
Right.
For them. Even jokes aside, we see clutch that his agency, well, not particularly his agency, but we know the deal. Why is Montrezl Harrell now a Laker? Clutch stepped in.
Right.
And got that done. Why does Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, now he played well in the playoffs, why does he continue to get deals and good ones from the Lakers? He's a clutch client. We know how that works, and the Lakers wouldn't have it any other way. They just won a title.
Yeah, if I was a good player, I'd go with them. I got a job.
Yeah. LeBron, right? LeBron, particularly, not just a job, you'll get a pretty good deal, and you'll be playing for important things.
Right.
So I don't think it works the same way in the NFL, even if you are the starting quarterback. Plus, Deshaun doesn't run his own agency. But yeah, making him part of the process makes sense. And then you get his say, and then you make the best decision for the organization. And if it just happens to coincide with what Deshaun wants, even better.
That McNair told ESPN this past week that he recently had dinner with Watson, and the direction of the Texans franchise came up during their conversation. McNair wanted to hear Watson's thoughts and opinions on who should be the next head coach, and Watson shared his opinions with McNair. But how can you? He said he welcomes Watson's input, respects his opinion, and wants a star quarterback to be happy. Well, then be a part of the interview process then. Not just, hey, I want this guy. Gotta go. I'm going. As soon as the season ends, I'm heading to Cancun. No.
Or Bali.
Right, probably nicer.
Tulum.
Nicer than Cancun.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you be part of the process then.
Yeah, I wonder, Deshaun, hey, I could do this on Zoom. We got Zoom and all around the world. I could do it on Zoom. I don't have to be
in the... Yeah, that's true.
You could do that.
That's true.
You could just show up for the meeting.
Unless he's on some island where...
Well, I'm sure they have Wi-Fi. I'm sure the islands he goes to have Wi-Fi.
Maybe not. I'd go to a place that didn't have anything.
You would?
If I had Deshaun's money.
I feel like he'd want to be locked in and connected, but...
Yeah, or...
The beach
he
and...
He wants to get away from everybody.
The Wi-Fi.
And just whoever he brings with him.
I think we know. He has a solid girlfriend. Jillian, right. What's her name? We talked about her book a couple weeks ago.
Is Jack Easterby done with her? Is this okay with
Jack? Why would he have a problem?
Well, is there anything premaritally going on there?
I mean, I don't know. If Deshaun has a, how do I say this respectfully, has a intimate relationship with his girlfriend, Jillian Nice or Nace. But I don't know if that's Jack Easterby's business.
Well, what's it say in the Bible about that?
I don't know. I don't know. What does it say in the Bible about that?
A couple needs to be married, Del.
Okay. Even in the New Testament it says that?
Yeah. The New Testament's still pretty old. It's still thousands of years old.
But I thought the New Testament was more progressive.
The New Testament wasn't written in 2019.
Oh, you know, premarital sex was going on before 2019.
Yeah, I know that. But it was also frowned upon.
In 2019?
It's been frowned upon, Del. Huh. Nobody does that anymore.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should take a poll and see if your...
A morning poll?
Why is your morning poll involved? If your statement is correct, no one has premarital sex.
Well, all right. I'm just saying. Not in the Bible.
I don't know. Yeah, well, that's
unless
true.
You're going straight to hell. Man, so
you want to get stoned or something, I guess.
Right.
Have premarital sex in the Bible. Covet another man's wife or steal his goat, get stoned.
Just what?
What if I wish the Bible had something about stealing someone's political yard sign? I think that's the equivalent of a goat now. I think you should get stoned.
If you
take the political yard sign out of someone's yard, treat it like it's someone's goat, and you get stoned for it, or whatever happens in the Bible for stealing
a goat. I don't know.
Goat.
I think goats were a lot more valuable than that. Stealing someone's goat, it's like robbing their store now. Right? If you had a goat, man, you were...
I know. You were living large.
You were...
It provides milk.
You were probably smoking crack because you were one of the rich
people.
You're
one of the richest, yes. I just want to know, what would the Bible say about stealing someone's sign out of their yard?
Yard sign?
Yeah.
Well, whose was it? Was it Biden's or Trump's?
Why does it matter?
You know, because our president, you didn't see him with the Bible posing?
The one he held upside down?
which of the songs that he loves? I love them all.
I do appreciate how evangelicals, not the nuts and bolts ones who go to church, but the famous ones who are on TV. They try to sell everyone like, the president is a man of God. Do you know his history?
Yeah.
Do you understand what he's done
in his life? Yes. For religion? Yes.
I would just ask them.
Did you see him with the Bible or didn't you?
I did. It was upside down. I would just ask them, where does it say in the Bible about allegedly paying off a porn star to keep her mouth shut? What part of the Bible is that?
Where does it say you can't?
Well, I don't
see that part where it says you can't.
No, the response is Jesus spent time with Mary Magdalene.
That's right.
That's the response.
Or where is it that says you can't do that? Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Nah.
Time to take a break, and we got News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This can't be true. You saw the shootings in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin?
I saw the story.
Well, the story, yeah. Well, apparently the mayor is outraged that the shooter didn't observe the mall's gun-free zone policy.
That's your biggest issue?
Really? Didn't you know you're not supposed to walk in here and shoot it? It's a gun-free. You don't see that sign?
So if it was not a gun-free zone, he would have felt less horrible about what happened?
I don't know. He's just outraged that anyone wouldn't obey that sign that said no guns.
Yeah. It's amazing how when someone wants to shoot somebody, they'll ignore the sign that says don't bring your gun around.
Right. What do you think, Jennifer? We always go with the ladies always go to the front of the line.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it's really Jennifer or is it Eric Wong's girlfriend?
Well, I don't know what her real name is.
Okay.
But we can find out.
Yeah. Do you think it might be about the Cowboys win?
Maybe, possibly.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Great.
Is so familiar.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the LSU sexual assault charges?
Bad.
It's awful.
It's terrible. Yeah.
And hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jennifer.
And Trump is garbage.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's a shorter call than normal.
Not one mention of the Cowboys.
Well, that's thankfully. I mean, maybe they've learned their lesson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because anytime it becomes about the Cowboys, I start talking about Eric's lack of D. So,
what, weak D?
Yeah, just like the Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess. So, anyway, yeah, how outrageous of that shooter going in a gun-free zone.
I mean, if you're going to shoot someone, make sure the guns are allowed.
Ben Carson says he used that COVID-19 treatment that was recommended by the MyPillow CEO.
Uh-huh. At some look, I mean,
Ben Carson's a sharp guy too, isn't he?
Isn't he supposed to be some type of doctor?
Doctor.
Or something? I mean, at some point, like while the election was still in doubt, and for some people still is, they got to certify in a couple states, and actually a lot of states right now. But when it's still going on, I could see backing the MyPillow guy because your guy, the president, is backing the MyPillow guy. But once the election's over, Ben Carson, don't you want to establish some sense of, you know, respectability again where you're not just talking out of your ass all the time? At some point, you have to live a life after a presidency, don't you?
Yeah.
Does he want to do something after he's still pushing this?
Yeah, I don't know.
At some point, you got to be like, look, I'm going to say it. The grift is over. Find something else. go back to being a doctor.
There's still a lot of people that like Trump that'll employ you, though.
That's true. Maybe
those people are still out
there. Maybe Ben Carson will be able to speak on the new Trump network whenever that comes out.
That could be. A mother in Brevard County, Florida, is in some trouble. Apparently, she made her 2-year-old son smoke THC from a vape pen on more than one occasion because she believed the marijuana would help him eat and sleep more.
I think it's more logical than Ben Carson taking that treatment.
Yeah. Boom. And apparently, she said an ex-girlfriend of 22-year-old Kiara Clarice told one of the boy's family members that Clarice only wanted to party, drink, and work in the club. And Clarice smokes the vape while lying next to the toddler, and then apparently would blow the smoke into the child.
At what age is it okay to blow THC smoke into your child's face?
I don't know. Don't you think you should be at least 16 or so?
I mean, is it the
14, 15?
Is it the same age you let someone underage drive or drink? Is it about that same age, 16? Actually, 16 you can drive.
That's fine. 2 is a little young, I think.
You think so?
I think 2 might be a little. You might be pushing the envelope just a hair.
I mean,
don't you think you should wait till they're 3?
I mean, I don't want to check her parenting pockets or anything, but yeah. I'm not a parent. I don't have a child, John. You would have to speak on it. I don't know.
Yeah. A burglar, unfortunately, died, plunged 20 feet into a building full of chainsaws, scythes, and mowers. He landed on a piece of equipment and fatally injured before his body was found by the owner of the garden machinery business.
So he would.
You know what I'm not going to try to rob? A place where I could fall into your scythe and your mower and your chainsaw.
It's almost like something out of a movie where there's just this trap and there's like spears sticking up. And someone just set a trap for it. And if you fall, you know you're going to die. I'm not going to be hanging up over those things.
Yeah.
You know, that it's the Grim Reaper tool.
Yeah.
And then chainsaws.
No.
I'm going to be on the ground this robbery.
I might even try to find a job instead.
Yeah, that's probably a better option.
I don't know. That's just me. Ooh, had some problems in Yakutsk, Russia. Apparently a party ended. And since there was no more alcohol, they decided it would be good to drink methanol hand sanitizer. So 7 people are dead. I mean,
now is this one of those things where
you got to be?
Hold on.
You never ran out of alcohol, though. You don't know what it's like.
That's why I'm trying to ask some questions. The other thing is, it's Russia. So are we sure these weren't just political opponents that died from methanol? Were they actually just linked
to Putin at all?
Are you sure?
I don't know. There's a possibility.
This sounds like another one of those.
Yeah.
They fell out of a window again.
Just last week or the week before, the Sausage King died.
Yeah.
Mysteriously.
So did these people have something to say about Putin negatively?
We don't know. But they shouldn't have drank. Listen, I've also been, hey, there's nothing left. What are we going to drink?
Do you drink methanol?
Well, it looks like vodka.
Do you think when you are slurring through that sentence that you might say, all right, maybe I'm going to stop here?
This is more believable to me than, you know, I don't know that, is he really going to a party? Putin finding people at a party in Yakutsk?
I don't know. What did they have to say about him?
I don't know.
I will ask that question.
I don't know what the party was about.
No matter what happens, when it's a weird Russian death, I ask, what did they say about the leader?
Mm-hmm. China is suggesting that Italy is the birthplace of COVID-19. Yeah.
I mean, China, we just got over calling it the Wuhan virus. Don't deflect blame.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is on you. Feel good about it.
Yeah. Most of the world is calling it COVID. Most of the world isn't calling it the China virus. There are a select few in this country, maybe other countries, that are referencing it that way. But you ain't got to put it on Italy. We know where it came from. Just be happy that we're not calling it what other people are calling it. Accept it. It's not the Palermo virus. It's not the Turin virus. It's not the Rome virus. It didn't come from Italy. It came from China. That's all.
So there's a mass hole out there, Dell.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Apparently a couple of women hikers were out there hiking without masks on. And I guess they videoed him. I have COVID. I've been tested positive. Then he spits on them.
Oof.
Are you okay? No, the man says, and he spits on them. He spit on them a couple of times. I think that's a little aggressive for people not wearing masks.
Are there rules in place for intentionally trying to infect someone? Like, I know they have it if, when you're doing it, if you have a STD and you do it unknowingly.
Yeah,
there are laws. But is there a laws in place when you spit on someone when you know you have
it? I don't know. It's America. We can make one up.
I mean, there is a process.
There is a woman, Dell, a mom of two, Tracy Kiss, from Buckinghamshire.
Sounds like it's in the UK.
Pretty British. She claims she has to pleasure herself three times a day. It's the same way other people need water. Do you think she needs to be watered three times a day like that?
I would say I ain't got no problem with it. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the comparison to water, but if it's a need,
yeah,
it's a need.
You gotta do it.
Who am I? Now the question.
I'm not gonna judge.
Now the obvious question is, what's she look like, John?
She's not bad. She got a lot of tats. She got way too many tats for me. But
figures, taste, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, if that woman has decided that, as you put it, pleasuring herself three times a day is the only way she can make it through the day,
yeah.
Who am I to fight that?
Yeah, right.
And particularly by your stance, specifically, I mean by your stance that she's not unattractive, then I'm even more for it.
Yeah.
Do you, lady? And I mean that all the ways.
Yeah, all the way. Oh, I'm fine with it. I mean, you need it like I need water? Okay. I don't drink all that much water.
Yeah. What's the equivalent of three times a day compared to how much water you have to drink?
I don't drink water three times a day.
Is it like what? I'm just trying to find the relative equivalent. Is it a lake of water compared to three times a day? A gallon? 4 gallons? Because I don't drink that much. But do you, lady?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
The press box is next. I think Charlie's back.
All right.
I think. I can't be sure.
Sweet.
No one can.
All right. We're done. You all have a great day. We only got a couple days left of this week, so it's probably going to be holiday shows throughout.
We're not going to preview the Lions game the next 2 days?
Yeah, no. We're not going to give a rat's ass. They're 3-7. No one cares. All right. Take it. We're done. It is the press box next. You all have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.